When Kansas parents get the diagnosis that their child has autism, some run into long lines to get the therapy experts recommend. As Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service explains, problems with the state's privatized Medicaid program are prolonging the waits.
Samantha and Andrew Morrison have loads of reading on autism in their home library, and they're very practiced at scouring for tips to help their 9-year-old Richard.
Any book by Temple Grandin?
The Myth of Autism is nice because it goes into a lot of the neurological things and the cognitive functions of what the doctors see.
The Morrisons moved back to Kansas last year from Colorado, where therapists had helped with Richard's sensitivity to changes. Everyday variations in life, like taking a different route to the grocery store, could bring on explosive outbursts. But the Morrisons say when they called around in Topeka, providers of the treatment told them they'd have to wait.
I'm sure other families are going through the same thing in this area. You know, you have a child on the spectrum and you just don't know where to go.
He's right. One provider in Topeka has 90 kids on its wait list. Another that serves large parts of the state has 150. The families are waiting for what the pros call Applied Behavior Analysis, ABA. ABA involves tailored, intensive work on everything from talking to socializing.
Find your numbers. Good job. We're already on it.
Therapist Ashley Estrada is pulling toy cards from a plastic tub and lining them up on a picnic table in Lawrence. It's in 5-year-old Ridley Fitzmaurice's backyard. He's staying focused, interacting, and practicing his voice while learning to count.
How many?
Autism looks very different in different people, but for some, these skills don't come easy. Estrada meticulously notes his progress on a wide range of skills, including communicating, which he does with the help of an iPad. She mixes in plenty of play as they work one-on-one.
Car. Green car.
You want the green car? Okay, here it comes. Ready? It's coming, it's getting you. I'm going to put it.
Ridley started therapy 3 years ago and gets 25 hours a week or more. His mom, Jill Fitzmaurice, says he's communicating better, learning to type, loves puzzles. She thinks the long hours helped unlock that.
I'm just very thankful Ridley was able to get it.
They got access to ABA when they had private insurance. Advocates say it's harder to get in the door when kids have Medicaid as their primary or secondary insurer, and for kids who live outside the state's biggest metro areas of Wichita and Kansas City. So even though a series of insurance reforms over the past decade in Kansas means more children now have coverage for ABA, that doesn't mean kids get it.
It is absolutely devastating.
Katrina Ostmeyer helps run IBT, which serves about 60 kids. They've got more than twice as many on a wait list. Most have Medicaid, which insures children based on family income and level of need. Ostmeyer and others in this field say a big reason there's a shortage of behavior therapy in Kansas is the state's privatized Medicaid program, CanCare. Reimbursements are slow and too low, they say. Just getting credentials from CanCare's 3 contractors for each therapist can take months, and so applicants for those jobs sometimes disappear.
We have about 75 employees in our agency at any one time. Ideally, if we're fully staffed, we should have about 120.
That gap could be holding kids back. Special education professor Tamara Murder at Johns Hopkins University says delays in child development can make things tough, like starting preschool without play skills.
Other children will approach them, right, to play, but if they don't have those skills to reciprocate, then they won't approach them eventually. And then the issue becomes that child becomes more isolated within that school setting.
John Hamdorf became Kansas's Medicaid director last fall and says he's talking to lawmakers about the reimbursement rates. The state's working on smoother credentialing, too, and partial payments in the interim.
I probably had at least a dozen conversations with IBT directly.
The 3 CanCare contractors aren't commenting, but Hamdorf said those companies are now engaged in weekly conversations over unpaid claims.
They're responsible for the network to be adequate to make sure services are delivered to the individuals and that they were paying claims in a timely manner. And I will hold them to that.
For families and therapy providers, that can't come fast enough. IBT says it hasn't taken new Medicaid clients for nearly a year. And if things don't get better, it won't resume. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.